In Los Angeles, I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. A very big moment coming in Greece this weekend. The latest of many very big moments, I know. But this one could actually finally decide how the long-running saga of the Greek debt crisis will end. On Sunday, there's a nationwide referendum. Greeks will vote on whether the country should accept the latest deal proposed by its creditors. Even more austerity and reform in return for more cash to pay its debts. The government wants the country to vote no, which could mean exiting the euro. Opinion polls say it's too close to call, and protests are building on both sides as the vote gets closer. From the European desk, Stephen Beard reports.
Yes or no, that is the question. But what is the actual question in Sunday's Greek referendum? Are you ready for this? Here we go.
Should the plan of agreement be accepted, which was submitted by the European Commission, the European Central Bank, and the International Monetary Fund in the Eurogroup of the 25th of June and comprises of two parts which constitute their unified proposal? Yes or no?
And to add to the complexity, the plan of agreement that the referendum is supposed to accept or reject has already been withdrawn. Nevertheless, Greece is dividing into two clearly defined camps, yes and no, for and against. Greece, Europe and democracy, chant these protesters. They believe their country, its membership in the European Union and even its democracy will be at risk unless they vote yes.
My name is Efrosini Pavlakoudi, and I'm going to vote on the Greek referendum in favour of yes.
Telecom engineer Efrosini Pavlakoudi says a no vote would cut off any chance of further help from the creditors and finish off the country's tottering banks.
If we vote no, we have the collapse of the banking system in Greece. It's a matter of life or death. This is really what is happening at the moment.
And she believes that Greece could be forced out of the euro by its 18 eurozone partners.
If we vote no, we have 18 countries suggesting that we start the process of actually kicking you out from the EU. The effect of a no vote would be, for me, disastrous.
But the word no, ochi, has a special resonance in Greece. Protesters chanted in central Athens. The word carries powerful overtones of national pride and defiance. There's even an Ochi Day, commemorating the resounding answer that Greece gave to overtures from the Italian dictator Mussolini during the Second World War. As Sunday's referendum looms, the word no has taken on a fresh appeal.
I'm Elena Christidi. I'm a psychologist, and I'm going to vote no.
Christidi believes that a no vote will strengthen the government's hand in negotiations with the creditors and so help keep the country in the euro. And it will defiantly, proudly proclaim that Greece rejects austerity and the misery it's caused.
We cannot just forget our values and the human factor. We cannot just continue cutting our payments, thinking only with numbers.
But in the end, it's numbers that will determine Greece's fate. Its shuttered banks are reported to be down to their last half a billion euros. If there's a yes vote on Sunday, they could get the cash injection they need. If it's a no, Greece may be forced to launch its own currency and face a very perilous future. At the European desk, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.